This shiur is a little different than usual. It is a shiur from Rav Schlesinger. However, it's not on the parsha, rather it's on Pirkei Avos. Rav Schlesinger gives a shiur in Pirkei Avos on Shabbos afternoon. So the difference, number one, it's not parsha, it's Pirkei Avos. It's also related to Rosh Hashanah. But the second difference is that the one on the parsha, I usually listen to a tape and write it down. Here, there was no tape available, so I had to do it from memory. But hopefully, I got
Shabbos
it.
Shabbos afternoon,
right, that's when he gives it. So hopefully I recorded it on my own computer accurately. He was learning last week. We had, last Shabbos, we had two Prakim in Pirkei Avos, Perek Gimel and Perek Daled, and he was in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Tes Zayin. This is a Mishnah which Rabbi Akiva says. He compares the world to someone who is buying things in a store on credit. We're in the middle of a credit meltdown in the United States, credit cards and mortgages. So this person is buying on credit. So the words of the Rabbi Akiva and the Mishnah are, Vahapinkas Pasuach, the ledger is open, Vahayad Koisevis, and the hand writes. In other words, whatever you purchase in the store, this world is the store. Whatever gains you have in this world, it's written down in a book. And everything is accounted for. Hashem wants to reward you for all your good actions. Any pleasures that you may have taken in this world, Hashem makes an accounting of. Okay, I rewarded you in this world. Of course, we all know it's much better to get rewarded in the world to come. But if a person is going to focus on getting rewarded in this world, so there's a book open and the hand writes and Hashem is making an accounting of all that you're getting in this world. That's the idea of this Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. We find a similar Mishnah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, where Rabbeinu Yehuda Anasi writes that a person should remember that everything that you do is ayin roya, v'ozen shemas, an eye sees whatever you do, an ear hears, v'chol ma'asecha b'sefer nechtavim, and everything that you do, all your deeds, are written down in a book. So the question is, who's doing the writing? So simply it would be that Hashem is doing the writing. In fact, the Rav of Bar Tanura says, Shaloi taimar afal pisha pinkas pasucha. You shouldn't say, even though the ledger is open, pa'amim shahachenvoni Torah. Sometimes the owner of the store is busy. Ve'ena kaisav akoil, he doesn't write down. He forgets to write down what you purchased. Lekach omar, that's why it says in the Mishnah, the one in Perek Gimel, v'hayad kosevis, the hand is writing. In other words, Hashem doesn't forget. You can't say Hashem's too busy. The Tiferes Yisrael says, she'ein shikcha l'fon of Yisbarach. There's no forgetting. Everything is recorded. And so too, the Tosfos Yontiv on the Mishnah in Perek Beis says, u'kidei sh'lo taimer, a person shouldn't say, yesh shikcha l'fnei kisei kvodei, that Hashem could forget. L'kach u'aymer, that's why the Mishnah says, v'chol ma'asecha, all your actions, b'sefer nechtovim. And what is that book where all your actions are written in? Who sefer hazichroinoi shezocher apaiten bepiyut yomim naroim? As we're soon going to refer to that piyut that is said, the famous piyut of an asana toikev kedushas hayom, which we're going to spend some time on. In that perek, in that piyut, it says v'siftach es sefer hazichronos. And the book of Chronicles, the book of memories, is opened. Umeelov Yikore, Rabbi Schlesinger said it's some sort of battery where it works. You don't have to press anything. It reads, it opens up your book, and on this and this day, you did this and this, and by itself, it reads, you hear a voice from the book coming out. This is what you did on that specific day, at that specific time, in that specific place. So that's what the Tosfos Yontif says when the Mishnah says, "V'chol ma'asecha, all your deeds v'sefer nechtovim are written in a book." He's referring to what the Paitan, and in this case it was the holy Rav Amnon from Mainz, 1,000 years ago in Germany, Mainz, Germany, Rav Amnon, whose name Amnon, it comes from the word emuna, who he had tremendous faith in our Kodesh Baruch Hu. And for a moment, he felt that, as we're going to read the story, that his faith, which his name, Amnon, comes from Emuna, his faith, he didn't keep it 100%, as we'll see the story, and he composed the famous Unesana Tokev. And that's what he meant when he said, he says there, V'choisem kol yad kol adam boy. The signature of every person is in that Sefer HaZichronos. So the Tosfos Yontif is focusing on not the signature of the person, but rather the writing of who? Of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, if you look in the Sana Toikiv, it speaks about two writings. It speaks about Hashem, because it says about Hashem, Emes ki hu dayon u'machiyach v'yodei avoid v'choisei v'choiseim. He writes and he seals. And then it says v'choisem yad kol adam boy. So there's two writings. There's the handwriting kaviyachol of Hashem himself in the book, and then there's the signature of every person on that book. So the way that Tosfos Yontif understands the Mishnayos that we mentioned, the signature, who writes it down in the book, that's Hashem. And it's trying to tell you, Sefer HaZichronos, it's a book of memories. Hashem doesn't forget anything. Everything is written in the book. However, it's possible that the Mishnayos that say all your things are written in a book, or it says the ledger is open and the hand writes, you know whose hand that is? That's the hand of the person himself. Maybe that's the hand that it's referring to. And this brings us to the story of Rav Amnon. And I'm going to read from the art scroll. I have an Ashkenaz art scroll on page 480 in the Machzor on Rosh Hashanah. And we'll just get the background of the story. And he says, "This prayer is one of the most stirring compositions in the entire liturgy of the Days of Awe. It's an unbelievable thing. This tefillah, the Sana Tokev, everywhere in the world, from 1,000 years ago until Mashiach will come, the highlight of the Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur davening is this tefillah, when everyone in the shul gets this orer to do tshuva. It was written by Rav Amnon of Mainz, Germany, about 1,000 years ago. It has become one of the highlights of the Chazan's repetition of the Musaf Amida on both Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. This is the story behind it." And this story is not a made-up story. It's a story that's written from the Or Zeruah. The Or Zeruah was from the Rishonim. He quotes this story in the name of Rav Amnon. "The Bishop of Mainz insisted that his friend and advisor Rav Amnon convert to Christianity. In order to buy time, Rav Amnon asked for 3 days of grace to meditate upon the question. Upon returning home, he was distraught at having given the impression that he even considered betraying Hashem." In other words, he never meant it. He just wanted to push him off for 3 days. But his name was Amnon. He was full of emuna. And he felt that by saying that, even though he didn't mean it, he knew he's not going to convert to Christianity. But he should have said on the spot, "No, I will not." The fact that he said, "Give me 3 days," indicated that maybe I would. Rav Amnon spent the 3 days in solitude, fasting and praying to be forgiven for his avera, and did not return to the bishop. Finally, the bishop had him brought and demanded an answer. Rav Amnon replied that his tongue should be cut out for the sin of saying he would consider the matter. Furious, the bishop said that the sin was not in what he said. This Rasha said, "You said very good. Your tongue said the right thing," according to the bishop. But you know what the problem was? But the problem is in his legs for not coming as he had promised. You said you're going to come back, you didn't come. He ordered that Rav Amnon's feet be chopped off joint by joint. They did the same to his hands. After each amputation, Rav Amnon was asked if he would convert, and each time he refused. Then the bishop ordered that he be carried home, a maimed and mutilated cripple, together with the amputated parts. When Rosh Hashanah arrived a few days later, Rav Amnon asked to be carried to the Oron. Before the shul recited Kedusha, he asked to be allowed to be Mekadesh Hashem's name in the shul, as he had in the bishop's palace. He recited in the Sanatokov and then died. Rav Schlesinger said that he disappeared. That's the way the Or Zeruah brings it down, that suddenly they didn't see him anymore. 3 days later, Rav Amnon appeared in a dream to Rav Kleinemis ben Meshulam, a great Talmudic and Kabbalistic scholar of Mainz, and taught him the text of the Sanatokev, and asked him to send it to all parts of Jewry to be inserted into their liturgy. Rav Amnon's wish was carried out, and the prayer became an integral part of the Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur services. And in parentheses, the art scroll brings down Or Zeruah. This is from the Sefer Or Zeruah, tells us this story. So what was the tefillah that he composed? Unesane tokev kedusha sayom. Let us relate, let us say over, what is the power of the holiness of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? Ki hu noira v'yoyim. It is awesome and frightening. And then it goes on to say, Emes, it is true, Ki ata, you Hashem, Hu Dayan, you're the judge, Umaychiach, and you prove it, V'yodeya, and you know, V'aid, and you are the witness, V'chaysev, as we said before, you write it down, V'chaysem, and you sign, V'cipher, you count, Umonev, and you calculate, V'siskor kol anishkachais, nothing is forgotten from you, you remember everything. V'siftach esefer zechronis. You open up that book, me'el of yikore. It's read by itself. V'choysam yad kol odom boy, and everybody's signature is in that book. So perhaps when the Mishnah said that the book is open and the hand writes, it could be it's Hashem's hand, but it could also be referring to what the person himself signs. So the question that Rav Schlesinger asked is, why is the signature of the person necessary? We just said that Hashem, it's not a human judge. Hashem is the judge, and he proves it, and he knows, and he's a witness, and he writes, and he signs, and he counts, and he calculates. He remembers everything. So if so, what are we adding with having the person sign? And further than that, we have a Gemara Masechta Tainis, the Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara says that a person is obligated to be mishtatef in the tsar of a tzibur. If a community is going through a bad time and he has it good, people are losing their jobs, let's say, and he has a job, and he says to himself, too bad for them, but I'm having a good time. No, you have to feel bad that they don't have a job. V'shema yomer adam mi may it be, so the Gemara asks, that maybe a person will say, who will know? Who knows what's going on in my heart? Maybe I can get away with it. No. Avnei beisei shel adam, the stones of a person's house. V'koros beisei shel adam, the beams of a person's house. Me'iden boy, they will testify, we know what's going on in your heart. Shenemar, the pasuk says, ki even mikir tizak, a stone will call out from the wall. The Bay Rebbe Shila Amre in the yeshiva of Shila, they said, you know who will testify against the person and will say whether he felt the pain of the tzibur of the congregation? Shnei malachi asheres hamalavim loy la'adam, hein me'idin alav. Every person has two angels that go and protect them, but they know what's going on with them, so they will testify what he had in his heart. Rab Chitko Amre, nishmasei shel adam, he me'id olav, the neshama of a person will be made on him, whether he had it, whether he felt bad with the tzibur or not. Shenemar, mishoycheves chekecha shmor pischei picha. From the one who lives in your lap, watch out what comes out of your mouth. And the Gemara here says that this is referring to the neshama. The neshama knows what's going on with you. The yeshayimrim, a vorav shel adam me'idim boy. The limbs of a person will testify. Shenemar, atem edainu Hashem. You are my witnesses. The simple pshat of the pasuk, Hashem says to the neviim, you are my witnesses. But the Gemara here says it's going on the limbs of a person. So now, if so, it comes out, it makes the question even stronger. So we have Hashem testifying. He's the aid, va'aid. He testifies. The stones of a person's house, his beams, the two angels that go with him always, his neshama, his limbs of his body, all of them will testify what he had in his mind. In other words, we see from this Gemara that Hashem has set up all kinds of witnesses that could say good for a person or chas v'shalom say not good for a person. So what is the necessity of a yad kol adam chasum boy? Why should the hand of a person, why does he have to sign also? So Rab Leib Chasman Zitzal gives the following answer. It's not that we need a person's signature to validate that what Hashem knows is correct, but rather it means that the Avera or Mitzvah that is written in the Sefer HaZichronos, every Mitzvah and Avera that we did this last year, and is written in that book, it's your Mitzvah. It's your Avera. Your signature is on it. What does that mean? That Hashem, we have, the only way we can think of it today, and that's why the Chofetz Chaim told us we have all these modern inventions, is to give us some kind of little understanding of what Hashem is all about. It's like a supercomputer. Hashem, we know every one of us stands in front of Hashem on the Yom Din, before Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And each one of us, every action that we did every second of this past year, is analyzed as your mitzvah and your aver, meaning your mitzvah and your avera is different than that person's mitzvah and avera, because you have your own nisyonos, your own tests. You were born into a certain family. You have certain relatives. You have you live in a certain neighborhood. You have certain friends. All the things that affect you is unique, that there's nobody else in the world that's affected the same way. So when Hashem is going through the book of memories of what you did this past year, your signature is on it, meaning it's your Aveira, it's your mitzvah, with everything specific that goes on. So it's not just that Hashem judges our mitzvahs and Aveiras, but he judges that it's our mitzvahs and Aveiras. It's Yad Kol Adam Chasum Bay. It's your signature. What you did this year, you could do the same mitzvah as the other person, or the same aver. It's a different mitzvah. It's a different aver. For you, it was an easy mitzvah. For that person, it was a hard mitzvah. For you, it was an easy aver. For that person, it was a hard aver. It depends on the specific circumstances. That's the pshat that Hashem is judging. So it's a Noira V'Oyim. This day is awesome. It's a fearful day because each one of us is judged specifically according to our own circumstances, which are different than another person. And in other words, if for us the mitzvah was hard, we'll get more reward. If it was easy, we get less reward. If this Avera it was difficult for us to stop doing this Avera, we'll get less punishment. If it was easy for us to stop the Avera and we still did it, we'll get more punishment. Each one of us is going to be analyzed according to our own specific, unique actions. And so, too, we find in a Gemara in Brachas, Daf Chof Ches Amid Beis, the famous Gemara, when Kishecholo Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai got sick, nichnasu tamidim levakri, his tamidim came in to visit him. Kivin shiroyso, when he saw them, hischa lifchos, he began to cry. Amru loy tamidim, his tamidim said to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, ner Yisrael, you who are the light of Israel, amura yemini, you're the right pillar, patish achozak, the strong hammer, mivneimata boicha, you're a gadol ador, you're the biggest tzaddik in this generation, what are you crying about? This was right before he was going to pass away from this world. Amar Lahem, he said to them, what do you mean why I'm crying? If they would bring me in front of an earthly king, today he's here and tomorrow he is in the grave. Shem koyis alai, if he gets angry at me, ain't kasoy kasoy. Look, his anger is not forever. V'emoisrani, and if he prohibits me with something, ain't isuri yisraelim, it's not forever. The next king could change it. But v'imisani, emi sasim yisraelim. If he kills me, it's not killing me forever, because I still could get olam haba, the world to come. V'ani yochel afayser b'dvorim, I could make him feel better with words. I could say nice things that he'll have mercy on me. I could smear him with some money, with some grease. I would still be petrified and I would cry. And now that I'm coming to the end of my life, that they're bringing me in front of Hashem, Show chai v'kayim loylam, that he exists forever. Ul'ol me'olamim. Shem koyis alai kasa kasa olam. If he gets angry at me, it's an anger forever. V'moisrani, and if he prohibits me with something, isura yisur olam, it's forever. V'mimisani, if he kills me, misasim isus olam, it's forever. V'eini yachol afaisu b'dvorim v'loy l'shachta b'momen. I can't appease him with words and bribe him with money. So I shouldn't cry. V'loyoid, and not only that, they're leading me. I have two paths in front of me. I have one path leading to Gehenim, one to Gan Eden, one to Gehenim. I don't know which way they're taking me. I shouldn't cry. That's what the Gemara says here in Brachas Chaf Chesam and Beis. However, the Tana de Beil Yo adds one phrase, and the Mefarshim try to understand what this phrase means. The Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said in the Tana de Beil Yo that when I'm led in front of Hashem, there he's Meir Kol Masov, Shom Yairu Kol Masov. All my actions get lit up, and I shouldn't cry. A king can't do it. Only Hashem could light up my actions. What does it mean that Hashem could light up my actions? So the Mefarshim explain that what it means to light up my actions is what we said before from Rabbi Leib Chassman, Yad Kol Odom Chassman Boy. Every person's mitzvah avera is his own personal mitzvah avera. Hashem lights up the action, and Hashem says, this action was taken on this day, in this place, at this time, under these circumstances. It's not the same your mitzvah as another mitzvah. Your avera is another person's avera. It's lit up. It has all kinds of information that's attached to that action. So Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said, I shouldn't cry. It's not just another mitzvah, another avera. It's lit up for everybody to see exactly what the details of that mitzvah is. Now, in connection with this Mishnah, that everybody's signature is there, and everything's written in the Sefer HaZichronos. So it comes out from our discussion, Hashem writes and man writes, meaning it's your personal mitzvah avera. The Nefesh HaChaim, Rav Chaim Volozhiner, on that Mishnah in Avos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, says a very important thing, that if we would think about it, it would prevent us from doing averus and help us significantly in doing mitzvahs. Says the Nefesh HaChaim, Rav Chaim Volozhiner, eye in Roy, an eye sees, oizen shemas, an ear hears, and all your actions are written in a book. Ratzaloymer, shetzorech ha'odom letzair b'machshafte, a person has to imagine. Tamid, always. Ki imagine kim hoya adam echad oimid bimaloi v'roya kol prot demasav. You had a person everywhere you go. You had a chaperone. There was a person right next to you, a secretary, and everything you did was being written down in a book. V'shoimer kol dvarv bedikduk otzim. Exactly, precisely, everything was written down. V'koisev akol bepinkis, and everything's being written down in a book. V'vada chilu radach yachazena loimer mazel. Oyvei, well, everything I'm doing, every move I'm doing is being written down. Kol shkein v'kavachomer, certainly. Kishi yitzayir adam, when a person imagines, shakadosh baruch hu, hashem molei kol aretz kvodei, his covet fills the whole world. Hu roye, he sees umashgiach al kol tnuah kalishloi. Every little move Hashem sees. V'shemeh, and he hears kol dibur kalishloi. Every small word that you said. V'akadosh baruch hu makar etzim ariyah v'ashmiyah. Hashem is the source of sight and hearing. A person, even though he hears and sees, but he doesn't know precisely what he's seeing. He doesn't know what his friend is thinking about. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu boichen kloyes v'leiv. As the pasuk says, ki adam yira le'enayim, v'Hashem yira le'leiv. A man sees by his eye, but Hashem sees in the heart, means he sees through and through what's going on. He knows what you're thinking. V'akol nichta v'nirshim l'mal b'sefer zechronos. Everything is written in that book of memory. V'hamaisim v'atzmam b'tzurasam. The actions themselves, exactly the way they were performed, nechkakim l'mayla, are engraved in that book in heaven. U'kumayshu amar akasav, the pasuk says, ki es kol maasei olakim yavi b'mishpat. Hashem will bring every action. It doesn't say, al kol maasei. Hashem will bring you to justice for every action that you do. But it says, he will bring the action. Like we said, your action is lit up. It's not that Hashem is just going to bring you to a din on what you did, but he's going to bring the action itself. Every day of your life, every moment of your life, every action that you do is lit up. Your action, all the circumstances that went into that action that you did. And that's what it says. V'chol ma'asecha b'sefer nechtavim. The actions themselves are written in the book. When a person will think of that, b'vadai eimov afachad yechazen, he'll get very afraid. V'yira b'eina pakicha al kol pratiyav, he'll be very careful about everything he does. She'yi al tzad yoyser toiv, that he should do everything very well. Shelo yavir lidei avera v'oven klal, he shouldn't come to sin at all. The Vilna Gaon said that if a person would know that Hashem is walking right next to him and sees everything that he does, he would never do a sin. The only reason we do a sin is we forget that Hashem tzilcha, Hashem is your shade, that on the side, as you walk through life, Hashem is walking with you. But if we would for a moment remember, I'm going, Hashem is right next to me, he sees what I do, he hears what I say, he knows what I'm thinking, We would become much better people. So now that we have this, as Rav Amnon said, Unesane Toikev Kedushas Hayom Kinoi Revoyim, when we have this idea in our mind of how fearful the day is because of all our actions being recorded, the actions themselves, with all the details of the action, are in the book of memory, which nothing is forgotten. We are all in this orer, we have to do something, we have to improve. And Rabbi Schlesinger said, we need what we have, every secretary has a whiteout. You want a whiteout. Now there's whiteout, sometimes it works very well, and you can't see a thing. If the whiteout is not working so well, so you still see, you could still see the words that's under the whiteout. So we, of course, need, the more tshuva that we do, the stronger that our tshuva is, the more our averas are whited out. The Medrash says that in the days of Purim, Eliyahu came to save Klal Yisrael from the gzeir of Haman. And they told Eliyahu, it depends, we have to see. How was the Gzeira against Klal Yisrael to destroy Klal Yisrael written? Was it written in tar, in tit, or was it written in blood? What does this mean? So Rav Elia Lapian explains. How was the Avera done? Was the Avera dirt? Every Avera is dirt. Was it just dirt? If it was dirt, you can clean dirt. But if it was blood, blood means that the Avera was so gross, it was so deep, impregnated in the essence of the person himself, that it went into the blood of the person. And if that's the Avera that we're dealing with, and the Gzeira was written, so to speak, in blood, then it won't be able to be cleansed. It touches the very essence of the person himself. So we have to hope that our averus are just superficial dirt that can be cleaned off, and chas v'shalom not that they went into the person himself. Rav Schlesinger made a very interesting point that imagine if Rav Amnon, what he wanted to happen to himself would have happened, that his tongue would have been cut. If his tongue would have been cut, we would never have been zocha to hear unesanet tokef. That tefillah that was ma'orer for 1,000 years and until Mashiach comes will be ma'orer klal Yisrael. We would have lost that beautiful tefillah of unesanet tokef. But because he accepted upon himself that since I gave the impression that I'm going to change my mind maybe after 3 days, even though I didn't mean it, but just the impression. The only way I could see fixing that is to cut my tongue. So Hashem said, it's as if your tongue is cut. You don't have to cut your tongue. And he was allowed to compose this unbelievable tefillah of an Nesanet Tokef. Now, we spoke about whiteout and how strong the tshuva has to be. So imagine if you have to go through all your averus, the way they were done throughout the year, and to try to put white out, a very difficult process. Halavai, we could do it. But I heard a few weeks ago, I had the schus to be in Toronto and at a bris of my grandson, Yaakov Grossman. And my son, Rav David Grossman, said a very beautiful thought, which I'd like to share. And he said that there's a way that every person can be zocha on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And what's the way? I was just walking through the OU. I saw somebody has a book from Rabbi Winston. It's called, or Pinchas Winston, it's called Changes That Last Forever. He brought a din, and it has to do with Choshen Mishpat. If a person, Chas Shalom, steals something from somebody else, you have to return it. But what happens if the thing that you stole, you changed it? So the din is that you keep it. Once you changed it, then it's not the thing that you stole anymore. The Torah says, "V'heishev es agzeila shergozel." You have to return that which you stole. But if you changed it, then it's not anymore what you stole. It's something else. Then you have to pay money back. You still have to compensate the owner. But you are kona the art. You acquired the article through the change that you made in the article. You pay him money. What happens if you took the thing that you stole and from it you built a whole big thing? But in 3 minutes you could disassemble this thing that you built and you'd make it back to the way it was. Right now it looks like a big thing. But actually, it's some glue together. Very easy. It's not crazy glue. You could very easily take it all apart and put it back the way you stole it. Then you have to take it apart and give it back to the man. Why? Because you didn't do a change that lasts forever. That's not a change. A change that doesn't last forever is not a change. Rav Shach, you know what tshuva he did when he was an old man? When he was the God of Ador from the whole world, you know what his tshuva was? I was makabel on myself to bench in a sitter. That I'm going to look in a sitter. And only if I'm at home. If I go to a chasana and they don't have a sitter, I'll bench by heart. But when I'm at home, then I make a kabbalah to bench with a sitter. So we would, a small change. But we would think, if a person, let's say a person, a bachur in the yeshiva is learning, he'll be makabel on himself. I'm from now on 18 hours a day. I'm going to learn. Okay, it's not going to last. But he was learning, let's say, 8 hours a day, because he accepted upon himself 18 hours a day. He'll wind up with 12 hours a day. So he's still adding 4 hours a day. He used to learn 8 hours. Now he learns 12. His kabbalah was 18. So we would think that's much stronger than what Rav Shach did. All Rav Shach did is from now on, when he's at home, he has to bench from a sitter. This guy was makabel 18. Okay, he didn't make it through the year 18 hours a day. He made it 12. But much more significant. No. Because if he was makabel 18 and he only wound up 12, it means it's not a permanent change. He's not keeping what he committed himself to. That's not a change. He's the same person. If Hashem makes a gzeira on a person, you know how he can get out of the gzeira? Chas v'shalom, if he has a bad gzeira for the year to come, if he becomes a different person. The Rambam says when a person does tshuva, ani acher v'loy oisoy ha'isha oso oisoy ha'maisa. I'm somebody else. I'm not the same person who did these bad actions a whole year. There was a gzeira, chas v'shalom, on a person. That was on that person who did the sin. But I'm not that person. I'm a new person. You know why? Because I made a change. I decided from now on, every time at home I'm going to bench, I'm going to bench from a sitter. But I'm going to do that the whole year. It's going to be a lasting change in my life. Then you're a different person. If you make a change, but that it could be a big change, but it's not lasting. It's not a commitment to totally change. That's not a change. By geneva to dinis, you have to give it back. You didn't acquire it. But you made a little change. You made a dent in something, and you can't fix it. You can't make it back to the way it was. That's a total change. It's a little change, but it's a forever change. A little change that lasts forever means you're a different person. And then the Hakas Shom, there's Xera, the Xera goes away. So this is an Eitzah. That we can't, it would be very nice to use whiteout on every action that we did a whole year. And Hashem, we made a clean slate, but we know it's very difficult. So everyone says, you know what you should do? Take one thing, take two things, little things, but do it. Whatever you change and you say, I'm going to get better in these one or two things, I know I could do it. And you do it and you keep it all year, then you're a different person. And Mir Hashem, as a result of that, we will all be zoicha to have a ksiva, v'chasima, toiva, a good gebetzior.